Last year, in a project called Pocket Docs, we asked you to send in original short stories around the theme I Met a Stranger. In Rhonda Garrard's tale, a small girl says goodbye to her mother in the presence of someone unknown. This is Two Pennies.
Two Pennies by Rhonda Garrard. The stranger closed the door to her mother's room. Out of the corner of her eye, the young girl watched as he walked towards her father and shook his head. Her father's legs gave way and he fell heavily into the lounge chair. The stranger placed his hand on her father's shoulder and stood in total silence. The young girl stole into her mother's room and slid skillfully under the bedding and climbed the familiar path as she had done all her life. Startled at the coldness of her mother, she pulled up her dress and lay skin to skin on her mother's naked body. "I need to fix you, Mummy," she thought. "How much do you love me?" her mother asked playfully as they made mud pies in the dirt.
"$5,"
the young girl answered without hesitation. Her mother seemed well pleased with this answer. "Good Lord, that much."
"How much do you love me?"
"Everything," she answered, and planted a kiss on her daughter's muddy, laughing lips. But now her mother's laughing, dancing eyes were closed and the lids covered with blue spiderwebs. She willed all her warmth into her mother, like the chickens who sat on their eggs and one day a new chicken kicks its way into life. She felt the odd, slow beat of her mother's collapsing. She knew she had to be quick to bring her mother back. She called into the crisscrossing autumn wind. "Come and find me," her mother teased. The girl ran headlong into the folds of her mother's skirt. "Were you scared, sweetheart?"
"Not when I found you."
Now with her lips pressed against her mother's skin, she spoke to her in a loud whisper. "It's me. You need to come back now.
You need to come back now.
You need to stop scaring me.
Stop scaring me.
They think you're gone.
They think you're gone. Come back, Mom."
The child's chest began to heave and hot tears spilled onto her mother's face, leaving white, salty tracks. Her body rocked and her breath stopped and started hard as the beating of her mother's chest fell still. "Let's have scones," her mother announced. She sat perched on the stool, watching her mother's thin, pale, beautiful hands roll out the pastry. Butterflies danced in her heart as she thought about the jam-dripping, cream-filled scones. Together they took high tea in the cool of the veranda. "What will I be when I grow up?"
"When I grow up."
"All of that and more," her mother offered as fact. Then one day her mother pulled her close and asked in a serious voice, "How will you know I'm still here when I'm gone?"
"Because the sun will still be shining."
The door opened and they dragged her off her mother. She watched as the stranger pulled two pennies from his pocket and placed them over her mother's spidery eyes. Drawing back the curtain, she saw the capillaries of morning light hunt out the darkness of the night sky.
Two Pennies. That was written and read by Rhonda Garrett, with additional readings by Xanthia Marshall. The producer was Lee Redfern, with sound engineer Russell Stapleton. And that was just one of the many stories submitted by you, the listeners, for the 2014 Pocket Docs competition.